It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Charlie, an All Things Gardening listener named Beth from Chesterfield, New Hampshire, wrote in recently about a creepy crawly that goes by several aliases. I love these names. One of them is Wood Alves, Alabama Jumpers, and my favorite, Jersey Wriggles. We're talking about snake worms. According to Vermont Invasives, there are three types that Vermont gardeners might find in their soil. And we'd love to have you define what those are, what they look like, and how they can be problematic in Vermonters' home gardens.
Yes, we've gotten lots of questions over the last few years about jumping worms or the Asian snake worm. They eat a lot of organic matter faster, meaning that they grow twice as fast, they reproduce more quickly, they live in higher densities. So what they're doing is they're really destroying a lot of forest soils. They're eating up the organic matter, the seeds, a lot of the creatures, the insects and the other creatures that are around the soil are not thriving. So you're getting a less diverse ecosystem, and you're getting these forests that are just kind of bare on the bottom with the trees kind of sticking straight up. So it is a problem, and you're now starting to find it in gardens and in turf as well. So how do you know if you have an Asian jumping worm? Well, what you want to look for is on your soil surface, the castings. And the castings are look like little coffee grounds. And if you see a lot of them there, that's a sign that you might end up having them. And if you look at that band that goes around them, it's called a clitellum. If that band goes all the way around the worm, then it's an Asian jumping worm. If it doesn't go all the way around, it's a European worm. So that's a good way to tell the difference between the two. You can also get them to come rise up to the surface, you might say, by using a mustard solution. So you take a gallon of water, take a third of a cup of ground yellow mustard seed, put them in the gallon of water, put it on the soil, and that will irritate them so they'll come to the surface. Then you can pick them, put them on your driveway, and let them really fry for a few hours, and that will kill them. So they do die in the frost, in the freeze, but the cocoons don't die, and that's the problem. Any plants you bring in, so the neighbor gives you a plant, or you go to a plant swap or a plant sale, knock all that soil off that plant before you bring it to your yard. And that will ensure you're not going to have those jumping worms coming into your yard. And then also, if you have compost or you're making compost, cook them in the compost for 130 degrees for 3 days.
Great information about jumping worms, Jersey wrigglers, and all the other names they go by. Here is a question from Fran from Pollinator Pathways of Addison County. And Charlie, you recently shared some research about kind of a recipe for creating a lawn that bees and other pollinators could really be attracted to. And it had things like white clover and prunella and creeping thyme. And Fran is asking to see if any of these are native to Vermont, and would they be able to attract native pollinators?
Yeah, so the research at the University of Minnesota took a look at that question, and the white clover obviously is a Dutch white clover, so that is from Europe, so it is not native. Prunella is native, and some of the thymes are native. The thing about it, though, is that they were able to count 53 different species of pollinating insects on those plants, on those lawns. So what it says is that even though the plant may not be native, it still can be an attractive plant for the pollinators. If you really want to go all native with this, there are some native clovers out there, but they're hard to find. Buffalo clover, for example, that you see in the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic states might be hard to find. So I think it's a good first step for someone who wants to be more pollinator friendly, doesn't want to just do a regular lawn, but wants to do something on their lawn to help pollinators, but it may not be an all native planting.
If you've got questions, you can send them to us, vermontpublic.org, search All Things Gardening and submit your question in the post, and then listen back to this and all the other episodes of All Things Gardening wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.